Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at minimal dose resistance training for improving muscle mass, strength, and function. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 785, recorded May 13th, 2022. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Resistance training, known by its acronym RT, is the only non-pharmacological intervention known to consistently improve and therefore offset age-related declines in skeletal muscle mass, strength, and power. Resistance training is also associated with various health benefits that are underappreciated compared with the perceived benefits of aerobic-based exercise. For example, resistance training participation is associated with reduced all-cause and cancer-related mortality and reduced incidence of cardiovascular disease, hypertension, and symptoms of both anxiety and depression. Across the lifespan, declines in strength and power occur up to 8 times faster than the loss of muscle mass and are more strongly associated with functional impairments and risks of morbidity and mortality. Strategies to maximize health span should therefore arguably focus more on improving or maintaining muscle strength and power than on increasing muscle mass per se. Accumulating evidence suggests that minimal doses of resistance training, characterized by lower session volumes than in traditional resistance training guidelines, together with either number one, higher training intensities slash loads performed at lower frequencies, i.e. low volume, high load resistance training, or two, lower training intensities slash loads performed at higher frequencies with minimal to no equipment, i.e. resistance exercise snacking, can improve strength and functional ability in younger and older adults. In addition, brief but frequent minimal dose resistance training approaches, i.e. resistance exercise snacking, may provide additional benefits for interrupting sedentary behavior patterns associated with increased cardiometabolic risk. Compared to traditional approaches, minimal dose resistance training may also limit negative affective responses such as increased discomfort and lowered enjoyment, both of which are associated with higher training volumes and may negatively influence exercise adherence. This narrative review, published in the journal Sports Medicine, aims to summarize the evidence for minimal dose resistance training as a strategy for preserving muscle strength and functional ability across the lifespan, and to discuss practical models and considerations for the application of minimal dose resistance training approaches. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from football great Vince Lombardi. It is not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. For Chiropractic Online Today's Health Beat, wishing everyone to stay safe and healthy, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.